Sheffield Steelers win 6-3 at Brayhead Clan tonight. With me is the Steelers, I don't know, interim coach, can we call you?
Yep.
It's Neil Abel. Neil, a great result for you tonight. You didn't panic after going two goals down?
Well, no, that's what we've been doing like for the past like couple of games. Like, we've not been panicking. Like Wednesday we went a goal down. Tonight we went like a couple of goals down. Just get the bus legs out the road and just regroup and come back out and hit them with some speed and have the third man high back all times.
It's fair to say probably your playoffs is the biggest priority now. You went out of the Challenge Cup during the week, the league's gone as well. It's all about finishing as high as you can now, isn't it?
Well, exactly, just like yourselves, like you need to finish as high as you possibly can to get the lower teams in the division, the league or whatever. But yeah, I'm pretty pleased with how the guys have put the effort in the past couple of weeks. It's been great to see.
And losing a coach, there's obviously a lot of turmoil going on behind the scenes when that happens at any club, never mind just at Sheffield Steelers as well. But the players have responded well to that.
They have responded well. It's actually, like, I've never seen them smile so much when they're coming off the ice and stuff like that. So, the boys have got a big different attitude now. Like, I'm letting the guys go out and play with what they want to do, what they've been needing to do, let off the leash, like, stuff like that. So, it's good to see they're responding.
Chris Blight and Rob Dowd getting a couple of goals each tonight. Were you willing either of them to get a hat-trick for you tonight?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't care who scores the goals. as long as they put the puck in the back of the net, that's all that worries me. I'm not worried who gets the points, as long as they put them in there.
What was it like coming up against Ryan Finnerty tonight, given that you were his assistant for his 2 years as Steelers coach?
Well, it's always good to get one under the collar against him. So, like, working with him for, like, 2 years, so... I mean, we never came in with a game plan to stop them playing or anything like that. I know Finner's systems and stuff like that. We just want to let other teams worry about us now instead of us having to worry about other teams.
Mm-hmm. What about you being on the bench again? I don't think you've been in that kind of role this season, but it must be nice to be back there and being involved as much as you are.
Yeah, in the last two games I've enjoyed it very much. Just the first game against Nottingham getting thrown at the deep end, I didn't enjoy that very much. But we've got a chance to redeem ourselves tomorrow and hopefully we will.
Big game against the Panthers, you touched on it there. How big a game is this for Steelers at this moment in time?
Well, since I've played with the Steelers, it's been a big rivalry. And I would like to try and get that rekindled again. So we're going to go into that game tomorrow to try and take 2 points off them.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thank you.
With me now is the Clan head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 6-3 defeat, it's the fourth in a row. What's the overriding emotion you've got right now?
Obviously, it's frustrating. I thought, anytime you lose your two top, defensemen and your starting goalie and you play a team like Sheffield, you're going to be tough. I thought our forwards worked hard tonight all night. I thought we battled hard. Wilsey, you can't fault Wilsey, and it's a frustrating night. I thought our guys worked hard. I thought... it could have gone. They got some timely scoring, but we got to take the positives because right now it would be easy to be down. And I thought our guys worked pretty hard tonight. Pretty short, really shorthanded. We went down to 4 D-men, and it's frustrating because I feel like the guys deserve some results out of some of these games, and we just didn't get it. But we got help. Obviously, Jonesy back will be back next week. We're hopeful of bringing in a defenseman.
All right.
And Chris Frank will be back for Sunday. So we'll be a different beast next week. I mean, we go in with our full lineup tonight. I'm pretty confident we come out with a result. And that's just I feel like we match up very well against them. And tonight I just felt we looked vulnerable at the back. And we looked like we got exposed, and some of it was fatigue, and some of it was inexperience. Mm. And you had two big players in your lineup back there, and we'll see where Mario Larocque is, and we're getting to where we need to be down the stretch here. Obviously, it's been a frustrating last 4 games, playing shorthanded and playing without Jonesy, but it's also a character time as well, and we'll battle on. We got a tough weekend of Edinburgh coming up. We'll lick our wounds tonight, and we'll correct some mistakes, and we'll definitely be a much stronger team next weekend. So staying positive here, trying to keep the guys up. It's not a time to feel sorry for ourselves, And we're third place right now with a couple points behind Sheffield, and one weekend can change that. So we got to stay positive. I know our fan base will be behind us. They're frustrated as much as we are. But we got some help on the way. We got a lot of positives coming into this lineup.
Must be concerned. That's 5 games in a row now. You've lost at least 4 goals in a match. How do you tighten that up at the back?
go over this interview again. You know, I mean, we're playing shorthanded, you know, and it's not a team that leaks a lot of goals. So, like you said, we're getting guys into the lineup. We're getting big players coming into the lineup, and that'll make a big difference.
Thanks very much, Wayne.
Thanks.
Joe Cullen with me now. 6-3 defeat tonight. Joe, can you sum that up for you?
Yeah, it was a tough game. We came out well, had a good first period, and then got a few bad bounces there, and they took advantage of that. And you know, we tried to battle back. We worked hard, but just wasn't our night tonight.
A lot of chances in front of goal. I felt that the Steelers goalie was worked quite hard tonight, yeah. But you just couldn't get more than the three that you got.
Yeah, no, he played well. He played well. That's our responsibility to finish those off, and we got to like work a little harder to get into better scoring areas and finish those plays off and put them in the back of the net. But didn't do that tonight, but. It was a big game for us, but we'll be ready next time.
Four games in a row now that the club have lost. It's a hell of a time for a slump to start coming in, isn't it?
Yeah, not ideal timing for not playing well, but we got some time left. You know, we're a good team. We know that. We just have to work a little harder, and we'll be all right.
And as an American, not a great day for you. Either what happened in the Olympics?
Yeah, that was a tough one. Tough pill to swallow there with all these Canadian teammates of mine. But you know what? It was they picked a bad time to play a bad game, I guess. But Canada played really well, and they're a really good team, so can't be too upset, I guess.
You've got a free day tomorrow, and then you've got the two games with Edinburgh this week. How do you rest up and start focusing on that one?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We've got to rest up, you know, take care of our bodies, take care of ourselves, and you know, we have two enormous games this weekend. We have to have 4 points this weekend, and if we play like we did tonight, at times we'll be fine.
Second place, still realistic. I mean, it's a setback tonight, really, isn't it?
Yeah, setback tonight. I mean, the team tied with us there was, I mean, we kind of wanted that game, but that was a setback. But hopefully, we can have 4 points this weekend and get a little help, and we'll be okay.
Thanks very much, Joe.
All right, thanks, Craig.